was wondering when you would open your eyes for me. You should be happy to know I decided your fate while you were out. Before we get to that, let me ask you something. Do you remember anything, young paladin? This always happens. No worries. I'm an expert on catching those up to date with what has happened to them. So, you might have noticed you no longer have powers. You learned this in the middle of a fight. You were never one for fighting with your fists, and without magic, you're fairly weak. Upon losing said fight, you decided you wanted to drown your sorrows and found some kind of a tavern. This is where one of my own spotted you. You were downtrodden, screaming at people that it wasn't fair, that you deserve your powers. My little birdie was able to figure out that you had lost them. Whoever was giving you a loan on those abilities has decided it was time for you to pay up, didn't they? And I take it that you couldn't afford the price, could you? No wonder you ended up drunk in a bar. Not being able to fight without magic and then not having access to said magic, well, that's a death sentence in our world. Unable to defend yourself in the stupor you sent yourself into, my little birdie contacted me, asked if I would like to speak with you. She knows how much I adore my broken little toys, and that seems to be where you're at. You're at your breaking point. If you don't have magic, how are you going to make money? You're an adventurer, after all. Whoever you got your powers from really shafted you, huh? That's a shame. You must be pretty desperate to get a bit of them back, aren't you? And one would imagine in that desperation, you would be willing to do anything for it, wouldn't you? That's great to hear. You're exactly what I'm looking for in a follower. See, I like to take those who are about to give up and give them a reason. Of course, you will have to have sex with people. That's how my followers worship me. But I'm sure that's not going to be a problem for a cutie like you. I expect you to properly worship me even if you are a newbie. No getting out of it just because you're new and cute. Don't worry. I'm not going to leave you floundering on how to do it. Mm-mm. I'll send someone to your room tomorrow to take you to my newest temple. There, you'll be introduced to my high priestess, and you'll be taught how to properly worship the deity of lust. What? Did you not recognize me, little paladin? You might not have with blurry eyes, but I'm not just some benevolent creature taking pity on you. I'm Ceres, the goddess of lust herself. I encourage people to go after what they really desire, not what they think they want or what they tell themselves they want because it's for the best. No. I am the goddess of what you really want. And what you really want is your powers back, isn't it? And you're willing to do anything to get them, aren't you? That's good. I'll make you a deal. I'll loan you some of my abilities and you become a follower of mine. Sound fair? You don't want to think about it a little bit? I love what desperation will do to someone. There's no emotion quite like it. It's how I get most of my followers. My birdie told me you practically reeked of it when she stepped into the bar last night. I'm so happy that she was able to snatch you up from me. You're going to make a lovely addition. All that is left is solidifying the power exchange and the deal effectively binding you to me. You've come this far. You're not going to turn back now. Not when your power is so close to coming back. You can almost taste it, can't you? I'm going to fill you with my magic. I'm going to fuck you with it. And when I come inside you, a part of me will be infused with you. The part of me will give you your powers. They'll allow me to see what you're doing. I'll be able to give you orders as well if I need to, because of course I need to be able to get into contact with you. Now, you are to obey every single order whenever they come, understand? So obedient. You're going to make a lovely follower to Cirrus. Spread your legs for me, young paladin. Ooh, obeying orders just like a puppy. All clumsy eagerness. I'm going to have to help you with the ways of subduction, aren't I? You look more awkward than tantalizing, but that is something that can always be improved upon. Besides, it's been a rough day for you. I should be nicer. It's not every day you get your ass kicked and then found by a new deity. Your nerves should be buzzing with anticipation as you feel me starting to touch your skin. Heat from my hand as I slop myself right between your legs. It's so much better like this, isn't it? I figured you would agree. All that is left is the exchange. Stick your tongue out. Good job, Bet. I want you to keep your tongue out like this while I fuck you, just like a real puppy, and you're going to whine and pant and beg to come. That a pup. Oh, that's it. Good puppy. Yes. Oh, that's it. Let my magic fill you up. I know it's a lot to take, but you can do it. This is what you wanted. You said yes. I'm giving you what you need, little paladin. You're going to take what I give you and be grateful, aren't you? Unless you want me to drop you just like your other patron. I mean, I can always rescind my offer if it feels like it's too much right now. Do you want me to stop fucking you, puppy? Is it too much? Should I pull out and leave you the weakling I found you? I didn't think so. Oh, yes. You're going to be obedient and take what you're given. You're going to embrace it because this is how you serve your new god. Through pleasure, there is worship. Your pleasure is my pleasure, little paladin. Everything you feel, I feel it too. That's how I know you're starting to feel good. The feeling of being stuffed is subsiding to the pleasure of being filled by your goddess. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. That's good. Focus on that. Focus on how good you're feeling right now. My magic fills you up just like a finger would. Oh, yeah. You're doing better than I expect, little paladin. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, that's right. You can always feel good. That's what I do. I give you a little bit, and then you give me a little bit in return. You want power? All you have to do is give me a bit of pleasure. That's all I need from a puppy like you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's right, Pat. Oh, taking it so well. Soon, you won't be a powerless paladin anymore. You'll have your abilities back and can get back to being an adventurer and living the life you want. You won't lose a fight because you can't throw a punch. Oh, fuck. You feel really good, pup. You would think I would get tired of finding pleasure in others' bodies, but I just never have. I always enjoy a new hole to fuck, a new person to release from the shackles of their confinement. Slowly giving in to the pleasure, letting the bliss take over. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's it, puppy. Give yourself over to me. I'm your goddess, aren't I? You serve me now, pet. No one else. You're my follower. My paladin. My pet. You listen to me. You take orders. You serve and obey just like a proper puppy. That's what you are to me. You're my pup. Oh, a pet that I can play with when I want and give orders to when I don't feel like doing something for myself. Oh, yeah. You've dedicated your life to me. That means you've dedicated your life to serving me, to indulging in pleasure and lust. You're not to deny yourself anymore, not whatever you're feeling. Oh, moan for me, paladin. Let me hear how free you are. Oh, that's right. Keep those noises up for me. It makes me so happy to hear how you're enjoying this. My magic working you closer to orgasm as the seconds tick on. It doesn't matter to you because you're giving in to your desires, aren't you? Oh, getting lost in your own lust for me. Oh, yeah. That's a good puppy. That's how it should be. You need to go after what you want. Your lust is your strongest asset now. Whatever you desire, you should go for. Oh, without want, there's no motivation. Without desire, there's no need to socialize. Every single thing you do from now on, oh, it's an act of service to me. Every time you touch yourself at night, you'll be whispering your devotionals to your goddess. Oh, every breathy noise you make will be music to my ears. The hymns you'll sing of my praises, reminding you of the moments we spend together. Oh, yes. When you find yourself coming at someone else's hands, you'll find yourself thanking Cirrus instead of their talents. Oh, yes. It's because I'm enabling you to be this bold. I'm granting you the ability to get whatever you want, whatever you desire, whoever you lust for. That's who you're supposed to go after now. Oh, fuck. You're a paladin of lust, pet. You chase pleasure. You follow it wherever it goes, trying to chase orgasm after orgasm. You're a pleasure seeker through and through. Oh, that's why I sought you out. That's why you're here. It feels so good to give into your desires, doesn't it? Oh, yes. There's no point in fighting who you are or what you want, puppy. You won't be able to do it anyway. Not once the power transfers. Oh, fuck. You'll find less and less reason to not go after what you want when you serve me. I don't like when my pets hold themselves back. Oh, fuck. I believe in you. I see potential in you. That's why I decided to let you join my following. Oh, fuck. This is a special honor you're receiving, young paladin. Something that you should be grateful for. To have... To have a deity as strong as lust on your side. Oh, everyone experiences lust. It's one of the most human emotions. Whether it's a lust for sex or a lust for a better life, it's all lust one way or another. Oh, yes. You're doing very good, puppy. Such a good pet for your new goddess. Taking everything I give you so well. Oh, it feels amazing to be filled with my magic, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. And you get to feel like this whenever you fuck from now on. That's how you worship me. Oh. As long as you're sleeping with others, then you don't have to worry about your power disappearing. And now that you've been powerless, you're not gonna let that happen again, are you? No, that's a good puppy. Because you see, I won't be as nice as your last patron. I won't just stop your powers and leave you be. I would hunt you down, send my best fighters after you, demanding your head. Oh, yes. I don't take kindly to those that break my oath, so remember that, puppy. You want to stay on my good side? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Oh, such a good pet. Doing such a good job for me. Oh, I'm getting so close. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, you want to come with me, don't you? Of course you do, puppy. That's how the power's transferred. Your fate is sealed to mine once you come. Oh, so come with me. You can do it, puppy. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You're so good for your goddess. Now come. Come like the good puppy you are. How are you feeling, puppy? You'll have your powers back when you wake up. The magic is currently binding itself to your body, weaving its way into your DNA. I am going to be with you for the rest of your life, pup. I'll be a voice in your head, a spot in your vision, a gust of wind telling you which way to go. You exist to serve me now. You obey my every command like a good paladin who wants to keep their powers, right? Oh, that a pup. I knew my little birdie did well when scoping you out. You were the right amount of desperate to accept a devil's bargain like this. You'll be getting your first mission from me in a few days. Have fun playing with your new powers, pup. I'm sure you're really going to enjoy them after your last patron just left you high and dry.